This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio on this July the 5th. I'm Tim Wildman with J.J. Jasper. We hope you had a wonderful celebration yesterday of our country's birthday. And it's 248 years. Now, 2 years from now is going to be a big, big deal.
A real big deal.
250th anniversary of our country. And anyway, we hope you had a safe and happy time celebrating. And JJ, you wanted to mention, we're going to go back to the phones momentarily, but you got speaking events coming up.
Upcoming things on the calendar, if I can make mention. Sunday morning, I'll be speaking at Fredonia Baptist Church in Ingomar, Mississippi. On July the 18th, there's Care Center in South Haven, Mississippi, a pregnancy resource center. This is a pro-life fundraiser, dessert, a free event. And it's taking place at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Olive Branch, Mississippi. That's July the 18th. You can find these on J.J. Jasper Official on Facebook or jjjasper.com. Then August the 4th, date night, Bethlehem Church, New Albany, Mississippi. Going to be a lot of fun. There's a meal, food skits, mini competition, and more. And that's a ticketed event. Bethlehem Church in New Albany, Mississippi, Sunday night, August the 4th. So a lot of different upcoming events.
Hey, Pennsylvania holds the nickname the Keystone State because of its historic geographic, economic, and political position during the early days of our nation. That's what Google says when you pull it up. So that's the reason for the nickname the Keystone State. They're sort of anchoring. What is that? A keystone would be sort of a foundational.
That's right. It's the stone in the top of an arch, and it holds everything together. It's central.
Okay, well, then.
So they're tying that, like you say,
Their state.
Builders back then in architecture, they knew how important a keystone was to lock everything together, hold everything together.
All right, there you go. That's the answer to the question, why is Pennsylvania called the Keystone State? You can read about that. We go back to the phones, and Sandy is on the phone with us in Louisiana. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling this morning. And you're calling from where in Louisiana?
Lake Charles. I was getting a little nervous because it's almost time for you to be off the radio, and I was afraid my question would get answered.
Oh, okay. It's first time callers, and we have a Q&A today. So which one of ours do you want to take a shot at?
I think I'm going to do JJ's.
Okay.
How many people signed the Declaration of Independence?
Yes, ma'am. Here's the question. How many men signed the Declaration of Independence?
56.
Every American should know that. That used to be part of our standard history. I think it still is one of the questions that they ask people.
I saw it last night on the 5. They were doing questions on the 5 on Fox, and that was one of the questions. So I knew the answer to that. That was it last night.
Yes, and 56, and of course, the stories of those 56 are just heroic, right?
I shared that the last few days on the radio, how 9 were lawyers, some were plantation owners. They were educated men of means. They weren't just a bunch of crazy rebels, and they signed their life, they pledged their life, their liberty, and their sacred honor. And then you start and read the
fortune.
Yeah, you read the story of how they were captured. Yeah. They had their property taken away. Some of their sons were killed. They were tortured. It was just, it was horrific, the price it was paid for us to be able to now be a free country and worship freely, decide whichever career you want to do. And it's just, boy, think about people, especially in third world countries. They just can't even fathom how much freedom we have in the United States.
All right, Sandy, go ahead with your question for us.
Well, my question came from the movie somewhere, something to stand for that Mike Rowe did. And it was an awesome movie. And we just saw it in Lake Charles for the 4th of July. And what president used to be a radio announcer for the baseball, Major League Baseball?
For Major League Baseball?
Yeah. It was in the days when they had a lull between, and he just would ad-lib things on the, and you only heard the baseball through the radio.
Okay, now, don't say anything, Sandy. I'm going to mention this to JJ.
Oh, I won't.
Okay, hold on. Ronald Reagan, he was back before he became, moved to California, became an actor, and then the governor, and then the president, he lived in Iowa. And when he was in Iowa, he was on the radio. He would describe a football, maybe in baseball too. He would describe the action.
Do a little color commentary.
Well, and he wasn't at the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he would read what was happening and then read it off a transcript and re-describe it, I think is the way that story went. But
I thought Ronald Reagan, but when you said the days of just radio, I was thinking maybe it's before that. Who was real athletic and loved sports?
Gosh, I'm going to say Ronald Reagan. I'm going to take a shot in the dark.
Yeah, we'll go with the Gipper. Ronald Reagan.
Oh, you're so smart.
Is that who it is?
That's exactly right.
Well, Tim got us there.
We didn't know that until that movie, and it was really awesome, and he did that. He would just make up stuff. And
yeah.
you heard him on the radio only, so nobody knew that he was not at a baseball game.
Yeah, yeah, I think he was, maybe somebody was telling him what was happening, you know, a transcript.
Right, right.
But yeah, read about that, Ronald Reagan and his radio career is pretty fascinating.
Well, now, Sandy and Tim and you listening, the guy that wrote that Take Me Out to the Ball Game, the peanuts and candy,
Cracker Jack, all that.
He's never attended a baseball game. He had never attended.
What a phony.
So you talk about being able to make things up and have good imagination.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sandy. Appreciate you calling to take me out to the ball game.
Right. And you would think that was the most diehard fan who'd been to all the games, never missed one.
Now, the take me out to the ball game like in Chicago instead of don't let me be carjacked instead of Cracker Jacks. You know,
well, and if you've seen the tickets for a major league ball game, first it starts out, take me to the bank and let make sure that I'm pre-qualified and would have a closing to get money to go get tickets to go to the ball game.
All right, what's your questions? We're going to repeat our questions for the last time today on this show.
Here's what I've got. The Statue of Liberty. Let's see. Let's start with this one. First question, multiple choice. How long do the guards at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier spend each day getting their uniform ready for guard duty? 1 hour, 3 hours, or 5 hours? Let me linger here for a moment. Tim, it was fascinating to me that you sign up for 2 years. You have to. They live in the dorm under the where they do that. They change the guard every 30 minutes in the summer, every hour in the winter. Their uniforms are perfect. They have to be so tall. You have to have a 30-inch waist. I mean, the requirements, you have to agree not to drink or curse for the rest of your life. The requirements are
honor guards.
Honor guards. It's called the Sentinels of the 3rd United States Infantry Regiment, the old guard. But my question, again, multiple choice, and we got to see that for the first time, our family, last spring. You take tours there, and you guys, is that part of what you see?
Yeah, spiritual heritage tours.
Very, very moving. But how long do they spend each day getting their uniform ready for guard duty? 1 hour, 3 hours, or 5 hours? My other question, the Statue of Liberty holds a torch in one hand and a tablet in the other. What is written on the tablet? And then I'll add one more. Only two U.S. presidents are buried at Arlington National Cemetery. William Howard Taft is one. Name the other. Only two U.S. presidents are buried at Arlington National Cemetery. William Howard Taft is one. Name the other.
My two questions are this. What, when you eat a stick of celery, what part of the plant are you actually eating? Secondly, who was our first vice president? So he served under George Washington, our first president, obviously. Who was our first vice president of the U.S. Little hint here, he went on to be a president himself. This gentleman did. All right, so we go next to GG in Mississippi. GG, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in Brandon, Mississippi.
Okay. That's a great area.
Yeah, we had a caller early from Ridgeland, right down the road from you.
Yeah.
Well, Gigi, thanks for calling and playing trivia with us here on American Family Radio. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to answer. And I would like to answer the one about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Okay, JJ's question.
Yes, you want the multiple choice question or about the two presidents buried there?
The multiple choice one.
Okay, here's the question again. How long do the guards at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier spend each day getting their uniform ready for guard duty? Is it A, 1 hour, B, 3 hours, or C, 5 hours?
It's 5 hours.
It is 5 hours. Isn't that remarkable? The brass buttons, they are pinned on so they can take those off and polish those. There can't be a wrinkle. Everything has to be pressed. They have special shoes with thick soles because when it's so hot. Listen, it's been guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days since 1930. Around the clock, sleet, one hurricane, cold, 100 degrees in the summertime, and it's 24 hours a day. In the middle of the night, when you think, well, there's nobody there to witness it, they're still taking those steps, and there's a certain amount of steps, and everything is for a reason to honor those servants.
How did you know that, Gigi?
I actually looked it up.
That's good. No, that's great.
I looked it up, yeah. I was fascinated by it. Recently, I was in Washington, D.C. About 3 weeks ago, but I didn't get the chance to go there, and I really wanted to go there. And anyways, yeah, I looked it up.
Our family got to see that last year, and we were like you. We got chill bumps. It's very, very patriotic.
They do have a height, variation. You can only
here it is right here.
Your waist can go ahead.
Yeah, here it is right here. You have to be between 5'10 and 6'2. Your waist size cannot exceed 30 inches. And then just a lot of things. You must commit 2 years of your life to guard the tomb, live in a barracks under the tomb, cannot drink any alcohol on or off duty for the rest of their lives, and they cannot swear in public for the rest of their lives, and cannot disgrace the uniform or the tomb in any way. You know, in a lot of ways in our country, there's not respect and honor and valor. Boy, this is something that when you talk mm-hmm. about the high standards that you can set, that is very patriotic and meaningful.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gigi.
Thank you, Gigi.
Thanks for calling. Gigi calling in from Mississippi. You are listening to Trivia Friday. We got about 12 minutes to go. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. By the way, if you want to listen to previous Trivia Friday shows, we have a bunch of them cataloged at our podcast website. So go to afr.net, click on Trivia Friday banner, and we got a bunch of, a couple years back worth of Trivia Friday shows. If you're traveling this summer and want to laugh a little bit and have some fun, do some learning. We go now to Douglas in Kentucky. Hi, Douglas.
Hello.
Hey, where are you calling from, brother?
Mayfield.
All right. I was near you earlier this week. I was in Union City, Tennessee. You know where that is?
Yes, 35 miles from here.
Yeah, that's a good area there in western Kentucky.
Yeah. So, Douglas, thanks for calling from Mayfield, Kentucky. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to just ask because I don't remember any of the questions.
Okay, well, go ahead and ask.
This is going to be an easy one. Where is the gold reserve located?
It's at Fort Knox, Kentucky.
I knew JJ would know that one.
Right down the road from E-Town.
Appreciate
and
Radcliffe. Appreciate the confidence in me there, Douglas.
yeah.
You just suddenly call me out there. But so where is, Douglas, where is Fort Knox actually?
I couldn't tell you for sure. It's up close to Bowling Green somewhere up in there.
Yeah, it's just right there by Radcliffe, Elizabethtown. And you remember when we were kids, somebody would give you a dare, and you'd say, I wouldn't do that if they gave me all the gold at Fort Knox.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's legendary.
And you know what? During the World War One or World War Two, they put our Constitution and a couple of those other things.
Yeah, they put the original copies of the
Declaration
of Independence and the Constitution, which are on display at the National Archives in D.C., but they moved to them to protect them. They moved them to Fort Knox.
Period.
I think it was World War II.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that.
I think it was one of your questions a while back, but I'd heard that years ago. And growing up in Kentucky, Fort Knox was always a pretty big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You go there to this day, you know how you'll go to Hershey's, they'll give you a sample of chocolate. Right. They give you samples of gold. You tour there.
Just shave you off some gold.
Shave off a little bit of gold.
Yeah.
Gold, yeah.
All right. Well, Douglas, anything else you want to share?
Yes, I'd like to know how come I can't get my radio station on. It's been off for nearly 3 weeks. We listened to the trivia for about 45 minutes this morning, and it cut off again. It's the Moorhead Tower, and they're having something to do with the air conditioning, but we're really missing everything.
Okay, a couple things there. We will find out. I'm not sure. We don't know. I don't know right off the top of my head.
We'll get with our engineers on that. Thank you for letting us know.
And I will say this, Douglas and everybody, thank you, Douglas. Appreciate it. We're trying our best to get back on the radio, on the air there in Mayfield just as soon as we possibly can. If you want to, anybody listening to me right now, I know this, when I say download the app, there's some of you, especially you baby boomers, your heart starts palpitating when I say download the app. Because they go, I can't do that. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're looking at me, so that's good. Because in the evening, I listen to my 8-track player and I drink Fresca, and my heart starts beating fast.
Pop in your cassette tape and turn it over.
No, my 8-track.
Your 8-track.
Yeah, and my kids say, Dad, look how easy it is. This is free and it's simple. You can do it in a couple of seconds.
So I'm telling you, for those who maybe have been intimidated by that, if you will download the app on your phone, and if you don't know how, get your
grandson
to help you. Take you about 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes at the most. You download the American Family Radio app, then you just click, you just put your finger on there, and you can listen anywhere you go, anytime, as long as you got, you know, a high speed internet connection.
I want to add to that, so word of mouth, any kind of product or any service that people appreciate. But tell your friends to live off, even missionary friends, people all around the world. We hear from people routinely that listen in different countries. So tell your friends, if you enjoy Learning University or American Family Association, American Family Radio, please let them know that they can download that free app and listen anywhere in the world 24/7.
All right, Kevin's in Tennessee. Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Or is this Susie? Is this Susie? Kevin. Oh. Kevin, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Where do you live in Tennessee?
I live about 30 minutes east of Memphis.
Okay. Past Germantown, out toward Arlington?
Over in Rossville.
Rossville. Okay. Well, listen, thanks for that's not Shelby County, right? Or it is?
It's Fayette County.
Okay.
Lived in that area for a time growing up, didn't you, Tim?
I lived in DeSoto County, Mississippi, but not too far from where Kevin is. Kevin, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The first vice president question.
All right. We all know that George Washington, the father of our country, was our first president. Who was his vice president, Kevin?
Was it John Adams?
John Adams.
Nicely done,
John Adams.
Kevin.
And for an AFR hat, what number president was John Adams?
the third president.
Third president, that's right. That's right. He, let's see. Or was he Wait, Thomas Jefferson was third question. I'm going off the top of my head here. So we're looking that up. I think he was number two. I think actually John Adams was the second president.
You would think if he was the vice president that he would run. And
John,
be the
John
second.
You, I mean, Kevin, you want to revise your statements?
This is outcome-based.
I'm going to give you a
trivia.
Second chance. That was a swing and a miss.
I'll say numbers. The second president.
There you go.
There you
That's
go,
what I'm talking
buddy.
About.
There you go. You're going to love this baseball cap.
A swing and a miss, and then the next one was a home run. So John Adams was the second president of the United States, and he served under George Washington as VP from I don't have the years here, 1789, anyway.
Yeah, and they done them wrong when they come up with a story about their life with the Adams Family show.
Yeah.
None of them characters resembled anything about how much good he done for our country.
That was not correct history.
No, that was revisionist history with the Adams Family.
All right, your question for us, Kevin, go ahead.
The first cornerstone at the Washington Monument was laid when?
The first cornerstone at the Washington Monument was laid when? Okay, so.
I'm going to say the 4th of July, but what year? Now, Tim, you guys, when you take tours through there, you see it all. Mount Vernon.
Yeah, now you're asking me, do I pay attention?
No, I'm not. But
no, okay, so what's the question again? Fire the question away at us again, Kevin.
The first cornerstone at the Washington Monument was laid when?
All right, I know that the Washington Monument they stopped building it during the Civil War. It was like a quarter of the way built, and they stopped it. So I don't know. I'm going to say the 1850s. I'm guessing.
You were close. It was 1848.
Good guess, Tim.
1848. And do you know how tall it is, Kevin?
No, I don't remember. Okay. I was there on the tour with you, though.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, did you have a good time and learn a lot, Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
We went to the Arlington Cemetery about 3 or 4 times because we were seeing a bunch of people that my grandpa, he knew one of them, and then we were looking at, like Jesse Brown.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, so you people buried there.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, we're out of time.
Hey, Kevin, stay on the line so we can send you this cap.
Good to hear from you. Get Susie's number, and we'll call her next week from Arkansas to start the show. We're just about out of time. Good to hear from Kevin there in Tennessee who went with us on our spiritual heritage tour. JJ, you got any questions that haven't been answered?
Statue of Liberty, torch in one hand, tablet in the other. What's written on the tablet is the date of the Declaration of Independence. Oh, only two presidents are buried in Arlington, William Howard Taft and JFK.
When you eat a stick of celery, which part of the plant are you eating?
No idea.
You know, Brent? The answer is the stem.
The stem.
You're actually eating the stem. When you eat a stick of celery, the part of the plant you're eating is actually the stem.
That explains a lot.
We're out of time, and JJ, thank you, brother.
Yes. I'll be speaking at Fredonia Baptist Church Sunday morning, Ingomar, Mississippi. You're invited.
Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. Stay safe, and we'll see you back here live on Monday.